Good evening, brothers and sisters. First, I want to acknowledge my ancestors, our ancestors, and I acknowledge all of you. I wanted to commend the family and friends and all of the Black Panther Party members and supporters. I'm really thankful to be here today after all these years, because it was during the time when all of the events was going on, when this young man was alive. It was so exciting for me. For many of us, we were young and bold, and I had just come out of the civil rights movement a few years before that in Mississippi. And I was, not to boast, but an honor student in high school, but at Jackson State University, I was so busy sneaking off campus to get in the movement, following the most honorable mayor ever. He didn't want me doing that, not sneaking off campus. He didn't know that. I'm saying myself and other students. But it was just such an exciting time to be alive. And I'm just so thankful to the Creator that we are all still here and remember those days. And I keep waiting for like a revival, refreshing, something happening again similar to what was happening then. And I must say that when I first left Jackson, Mississippi, and the school and my home on down to my home in Columbia to come to California, I'm telling you, I was in culture shock when I got here, because I thought that when I left the Confederate States, because see, my relatives that left ahead of me, they didn't tell us about racism, girl, is worldwide. It's not just in the Confederate States. I thought, and due to the Freedom Riders and all these people coming down and playing nicey-nice with us, and I thought everything was everything. I thought that it didn't matter. Your ethnicity didn't make any difference once you left Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama. I didn't know any better because my relatives didn't tell me. Look, you're going to face racism wherever you go. I thought when I left and was out of that arena that people didn't make a difference. You know, they didn't make a difference in you if you were a different ethnicity. Because I don't know why the relatives told me so many things, and they didn't tell me that. They told me, oh, my kids going to school with white kids and blah, blah, blah. And I just thought I wouldn't experience racism. So when I came to California and certain events happened to me, like I said, I was in culture shock. So I really learned about the difference between overt racism and covert, because this is one of the most covert states that I have ever experienced. And I was used to things being overt. If somebody wants you around, the sign was there. If the sign wasn't there, they came up and told you, we don't want no sons in here. And so I'm just saying, through it all, I'm glad to still be here, and I just wanted to commend all of you. And it was just such an exciting time during the lifetime of that young man. And during that time, I come out here, and then I got married, so I was becoming a young mother and going through all this when little Bobby Hutton was still alive, and when that horrible tragedy happened to him. I was living like on 62nd off of Telegraph, and there was a Black Panther office. One of their offices was in North Oakland, because it was near Berkeley. And so I would interact and see members of the party all the time, and I would rush down to this store that had a parking lot, and the Panthers used to hold meetings there. So I would come down to hear the chairman and co-chairman and foot soldiers, many other people of the party, you know, speak and give directions and inform us. So I just wanted, and I'll just never forget the loss. And I also want to commend the brothers and sisters that did the poetry, and to say what geniuses we have. How you like that brother getting up here freestyle? Isn't that beautiful? What genius, what king, what king, what queen, what empress, what prince, so princely, so kingly, to get up here and just do what the ancestors gave them. Give it back to us. Isn't that something? Brothers say, I didn't write it down. I didn't have time. But yet he just gave it to us. Don't let nobody, nowhere, no time, tell you you're not a genius. Don't let nobody, nowhere, no time, tell you that your ancestors were slaves. No, they weren't. They were free first. Free in Africa, tending to their own business, going their own way, taking care of things, loving, hugging, having their disputes, making up, farming, building universities, being kings, being queens, being chiefs, until someday, some way, one day, strangers came and took us away and enslaved us. We were a free people. Let us be forever free. Thank you.
Okay, I want to bring up Macheo real quick from African Women's Organization, and I'm going to pick the lottery, and then we're going to cut the cake, and then we got it going on. Okay.